Today we're going to discuss the rapid development here in our monetary system, and it is happening quickly. And I know for those that are paying attention, gold is well over 2,300. It probably will easily be 3,000 an ounce by the end of the year. Silver is well over $27 an ounce and will continue to rise. I would definitely be going to Cornerstone Asset Metals and take your positions now. Add to it, because when you hear this data, you're going to understand that your money is not safe in the banking system or the stock market, and you're going to want to be prepared. Now, we talked a few podcasts ago about where the American debt is going. Now, it was going to be about 10 years from now. The projection was about 10 years from now, the U.S. interest was on the debt was going to be $1.6 trillion. Medicare itself was going to hit about $1.6 trillion. We have about $800 billion that goes towards defense. There's no more money after that. We only collect a little over $4 trillion, and something has to break because right now the U.S. interest is now this was 10 years ago they said this was going to happen. I know I keep saying certain things are coming, and I've had so many people say, oh, we've got 10, 20 years, and they just don't get it. I think they're paying attention to mainstream media too much. They're really not looking between the lines, and they're missing it. But now the U.S. interest is going to hit the $1.6 trillion mark by the year end of 2024. This is unbelievable. Now, we hit a $1 trillion in late 23. The interest expense on the U.S. debt rose a record $1.1 trillion by late March. And the U.S. debt is now rising at a pace of $1 trillion every 3 months. The U.S. interest expense is rising at a torrid $100 billion every 4 months. It is moving quickly. It's all about compound, and it has to deal with interest rates. I know they talk about lowering interest rates. If they do it, it's pure political. If they raise interest rates, you will see a massive bank collapse. At least a couple hundred banks will be on the chop block, because the government has forced the banking system to hold the U.S. treasuries because nobody else is buying the treasuries. And I talked about when I'm going to probably get deeper into is we have a massive problem coming starting this month, because the U.S. Treasury market has to reissue $10 trillion in treasuries, bonds. That's $700 billion a month. The question is, who's going to buy it? And this is a really huge deal. I mean, growth by deficit spending is usually the end of an empire. If you just study the collapse of empires, that's how it goes. But here we are, and it is rising rapidly to the point where I believe either our culture is in a normalcy bias, or we don't want to believe. Normalcy bias meaning intelligent people in denial because they haven't experienced it, or they just don't really want to believe it. But this is so rapid and so fast. And when you look at lieu of coming out now, you just had Blinken, who, remember, Blinken is a Trilateral Commission member. And the World Economic Forum, who's calling for the One World Order, you'll have nothing and you'll love it. They are basically the puppet babies of the Council of Foreign Relations. And the Council of Foreign Relations is really the puppet baby of the Trilateral Commission. And I'm talking Luciferians, if you've ever talked about a Luciferian. And they're calling the shots. But we are moving so rapidly, I don't know who's going to be buying these bonds. It is happening really fast. And folks, you really need to get out of the normalcy bias. I know so many people that are sitting with hundreds and hundreds of thousands in a bank, which is unbelievable. If you knew the bankruptcy laws, you would not do it. You think your money is safe. It is not. By the Dodd-Frank and the new structure of the bankruptcy laws, they can take your money on a bail-in and give it to the global financial system, as well as your brokerage account, by the way. So you're not safe. So if you do not have a proper balance of gold and silver in a depository or at home, however you want to do it, outside the system, you probably will regret that. But this is a really, really unbelievable development because they were calling for 10 years for it to hit this mark. And now we're going to hit it by the end of the year. And it's mainly due to the inflation. Inflation is still raging. They're having a real difficult time here because they don't know what to do as far as the interest rates go, because it is a damn do, damn don't moment, because raising the rates will collapse a lot of banks because they're holding the treasuries. And if they lower the interest rates, it is going to ignite inflation like you wouldn't believe. What you see in prices right now, they're not going down. You know, some may. I mean, this is not 100%, but we're talking overall, most of these prices will stay where they're at, inflated, because the dollar isn't worth anything. And we have to understand that it's all about the dollar value. I mean, this is even hitting the top of the food chain. That they're admitting it is what tells me this is interesting. Because it didn't take long for Wall Street strategist and Bank of America CIO Michael Harnett, he's the latest one to talk about the big picture, and he's the one coming out and mentioning, hey, this thing's coming fast, and it's going to hit by the end of the year. And for them to say that publicly says a lot. The U.S. government spending in just the past 5 months has been $2.7 trillion. It's up 10% year over year at $6.7 trillion in FY24. The U.S. national debt, rising $1 trillion every 100 days, is set to hit $35 trillion by this May, $37 trillion by the election, and $40 trillion before we start 25, doubling in 8 years. So, and I say that changes because now remember, the math is all compounding. And what happens is going into parabolic. And so if you just pay attention to Rome and some of the other empires, when this happens, there is a real big problem. We are going to be roughly at about a $1.6 trillion deficit on what we bring in for receipts and taxes versus our outlays. And now they're talking about adding another $60 billion to Ukraine. And then you had Blinken, as I was getting to, you know, he's our Secretary of State, and he is that trilateral baby. He just came out and said that Ukraine will be part of NATO. And the Europeans have also said that. Now, Russia made it extremely clear that is not going to be accepted. And they know that. And they're pushing it anyway. Now, you know, we started this whole thing. NATO did it. They started this whole thing. This is how World War One had started. Many people think the Germans started it. That is not true. You should study your history. It was the English who positioned and did things in a way that forced Germany to invade, just like we did in Ukraine in 2014. We started putting in these Nazis. We started bringing in weaponry. And basically, we forced Russia to invade. They're not going to allow the weapon systems and the Nazis to be on their border. And they were forced to invade Ukraine. And it looks like Europe and the United States is pushing for World War III because Russia will not allow Ukraine to be in NATO. And you have, now remember, this is on the heels of our debt situation compounding rapidly. Where are we going to get the money? Of course, we won't. So there will become a default. I even contend there probably is a really good chance we're going to have a force majeure in the COMEX. The COMEX is where they control the futures price for industrial silver. They don't have it in the vaults. There's well over 100 ounces of silver sold on paper for every one real ounce in the vault for delivery. And silver demand is exploding, especially in the solar cells that the Chinese are controlling, let alone electric vehicles, cell phones, computers, and everything else that we touch, let alone our bathroom mirror, right? And so this is getting so out of control quicker. I contend, as these economists, these mathematicians, and we can go on and on, they just are wrong because they're not taking into account the accelerated compounding and interest rates and the inflation and the economy not doing what it's supposed to be doing. They just now came out, Biden just now came out and said that they will not fill up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And here they're trying to foment World War III at a time when we drained our strategic reserve just in case we were to have war. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve was filled up by President Donald Trump at $35 a barrel. And now Biden came out and said, we're not going to continue filling it because oil is too expensive. It's not getting any cheaper. It just won't. We're pushing too hard. We drained it. And now the energy policy, basically crude oil, is now up 73% under Biden. Food cost is up 21% under Biden. Rent is up 19, almost 20%. Cocoa is up 136%, and mortgage rates are up 156%. Let's not even count automobiles and get into all the other myriad of inflation that we, the people, are seeing. This is getting unsustainable, and guess who knows it? That's right, the Chinese. Do you know the Chinese are actually giving their people? I mean, this has gone back decades. I know many people have talked about it. It doesn't seem to matter to our elites. But the Chinese have been basically taking all of our patents. They're making phony goods. They're everything from Gucci down, right? But the Chinese are giving their people counterfeit $100 bills to bring back to the United States. And they have extreme technology, so it's getting very difficult to find out if you're holding a $100 bill that is actually fake. But I contend they're doing that along with flooding our nation with fentanyl, which is destroying our communities, destroying our families. They are taking us down from the inside. And then you get this Yahoo in charge that is allowing millions and millions of illegal aliens to flood this country, and many of them committing crimes. They're criminals, they're rapists, and they're bringing in diseases. There's tuberculosis spreading all through the migrant camps. They're squatting, they're taking over people's homes. Some of these states are even allowing these illegal aliens to get guns. This is not a recipe for success. We as a nation are going morally down. And I do believe where there's interference is this is how the Russians, the Chinese, and others are infiltrating America, is because this is all kind of Cloward Piven stuff, but they are doing it from the inside. This is why you have such a that's why I'm just so astounded by those on the left. This is how, you know, I don't understand how they even think, you know, the whole transgender thing is even remotely normal. But they're using the queer tranny angle to destroy the fabric of our family. I mean, women's suffrage, didn't women fight for like 100 years to have equality, to have their own sports, to be able to vote, to do all the above? And now we're allowing biological men in sports to just destroy everything the women have built. A lot of this is fomented by the outside. They're bringing in, there is military age men flooding this country, as even from China, like you wouldn't believe. And they're hiding it. I don't even know how legal this is, but President Biden, I even hate to call him president, has even been, I think it's illegal, I can't see how, he's been flying people, hundreds of thousands of people from South America. They're not even letting them trek up to the border and then cross illegally, breaking all of our laws. They're putting them on airplanes and they're flying them into U.S. airports. And you should see all the hidden migrant camps. Where are these people going to go? And the jobs report, what a lie. You want to talk about rigged against you. They talk about an explosive jobs report, over 300,000. But what they're not telling you is 99% of it is actually part-time jobs and illegal aliens being employed. Real Americans' job growth is negative. We are in a massive recessionary position. The problem being, though, they're not telling you. The numbers are rigged. They're not showing you the real data. If you go to shadow statistics and do 1980s measure of economic activity, we are still around 12% inflation, and it's going to continue to trickle higher. Prices are not going down. And this is tragic. Who this really hurts, and this is what is so ironic about Democrats, is they always claim, this is where you know this is where the fraud exists. They claim they're for the minority. They claim they're for the poor and the middle class. And it's the very poor and middle class that is going to get clobbered by this inflation. They're already getting clobbered. And it's not stopping. This is an unbelievable situation. Even up in Canada, they're facing the same thing. We can only pray that Pierre gets up and takes out Trudeau in the election. That guy is brilliant when you hear him speak. He's considered conservative. If Canadians don't wake up, I don't know, but I don't think they will. They haven't yet. So, but the Canadians are coming out and saying they had from their FBI, it was called a redacted RCMP document 337, and the explains about the economic shape of Canada. This document is actually warning of the end of abundance. And that's what's coming here to America, folks. So get ready. The end of abundance. They say expect widespread disillusionment with government causing the people to rise up. Public resistance to the regime will require countermeasures. And the countermeasures likely include significant jail time for hate speech. And you know what hate speech is going to be? That's right. Anytime you disagree, it'll be hate speech to talk about the Bible. It'll be hate speech to disagree with the government. It'll be hate speech to go anything to go against any of these radical philosophies, especially the jab. It's unbelievable. The economic statistics, only one in four families can afford a house now. And since 2016, the average Canadian now earns $18,000 less than the average American. Business investment is down 33%. And the government jobs growing four times faster than the private sector. That's the same thing here in the United States, folks. Why is that? Because 20% of all workers are in government, and most of whom will vote for larger government. That's what they're doing here. Government workers earn 30% more than the private sector. Private sector pays over 50% of the income taxes. This is a very real, real deal. Canada is not just Canada. It is happening right here in America as well. You're now seeing Gen Z and the young population. They have master's degrees and they're going to have to apply for a waitress job because they're just not able to make the money. Our economy is busted. We're not able to function. And then you throw this DEI in on top of it. Gotta have inclusion, diversity. What a crock of crap that is. Whatever happened to just the best candidate? This is very strange stuff. It's almost like we're in the Twilight Zone, but we're not. We are a nation at the end of an empire. The question becomes, what comes after this? I contend we're in the fourth turning, meaning this is an amazing cycle. You should study it. Every 80 years, America has gone through an incredible transformation. 80 years from here, it was World War II, then it was the Civil War, and then it was 1776. I'm not sure if America ever was normal. I think we've been lying to ourselves and creating this mirage almost the whole time. We are in a position right now in history where America will go one way or the other. It will either be a progressive, fraudulent, perverted, and twisted communist nation, or we, the people, will rise up and gain our freedom back. And when we get our freedom back, we're going to have some pain. I contend probably a demolition of the dollar, controlled demolition, restructure everything. The problem is our debt is too large. And when it's increasing this fast, folks, to the point where they call 10 years from now, we were at $1.6 trillion on interest on our debt. Now we're $1.6 trillion interest on our debt by the end of the year. Wait until you see Medicare. Wait until you see Social Security. Social Security is going away. It was even written in the original docs. It was never supposed to be here in the long term. By 2030, it was not supposed to be around. There will be austerity. There will be cuts in government like you can't believe. It has to. That's why the push for World War III or a cyber pandemic or another biological weapon, something huge has to come in order for we the people to just go, okay, I give up. Just give me my basics and I'll do what you tell me. And that's where they're going to shove in the digital ID so they can control your free speech, which there won't be any, and digital currency where they'll control your ability to buy and sell. And if you become a non-compliant, they're going to turn off your money. And as I was talking about Canada, that's exactly what they're trying to do right now. They have a law that's going to go into, just like the Chinese, where they do a social credit system where if you speak up against the government, if you do anything they say, and the hard part is you don't even know, because we in America are used to freedom. And so you don't know from day to day. Oops, I wasn't supposed to say that one. I guess I can't say this either. I mean, this is outrageous. That's not what I fought for when I was in the Army. I don't know. But that social credit system in Canada is going to put your behavior and they're going to tie it to their bank accounts. That is exactly what they want to do here in the United States. That's why there's that push for electric vehicles, which is going to fail because we don't have the minerals nor the infrastructure. Because if you have an electric vehicle, they can just turn it off. If you become a mouthy non-compliant, they will turn it off. This is what is coming. I can't believe it's happening this fast. Wow. So I don't know. A lot of people say, what can we do? I don't know. The only thing I know is you better get people and everyone you know to overwhelmingly vote Republican. Not that I really trust the rhinos in Republican, but at least they're going to stop this weird, queer, fraudulent at the levels we see now. What we need to do is deport all of these illegal aliens, or at least 8 out of the 10 million, and send them back. We don't need them. What we need to do is bring manufacturing back to America to make America great. We need to empower our communities like Trump was trying to do. There's a lot of good solutions, but we're talking about a Luciferian ideology versus free people. And this is where we're at right now. So we don't have a choice, unfortunately. We're not like Europe where we can have multiple people get together and try to find solutions. We're one way or the other here. And unfortunately, I grew up in Detroit where a Democrat was pretty decent. Back then, they fought for good causes. Today, they are progressive socialist commies, and there's nothing good that comes out of it. What they're pushing in our culture and our society is absolutely an abomination. I can't even believe it's even an issue of biological men in women's sports. Here's my take. If you want to be a woman, go ahead. What do I care? But the point is, you're a biological male, so why don't you go play with the men? Because then it's fair. But you see, these people can't because they're weak and they're pathetic. And so they got to go into the women's sports and then trounce and beat up on the women. It is unbelievable. It is an insult. And we, the people, just need to say no. But it is happening quickly. This interest is going rapid. And it's not just the interest on the debt. It's Medicare. It's Social Security. It's because the dollar itself is literally worthless. And we need a new solution. It's just who is going to choose that direction. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.